welcome to a brand new episode of EduMatch Tweet and Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Thomas, or something like that. And today's episode is going to be truly special as we're diving into the transformative power of Microsoft Flip and Copilot. But before we get into the heart of our discussion, a quick reminder, if you're enjoying our podcast, please take a moment to like and subscribe. Share your thoughts using the hashtag podcastEDU and join our vibrant Facebook group for more engaging discussions and updates. Today, we'll explore how Microsoft Flip and Copilot are revolutionizing classroom collaboration and communication, uncovering strategies, challenges, and successes in the world of education. Our special guest, Jornay from Flip, will share her experiences and insights, offering valuable lessons for educators, administrators, and all stakeholders in the educational community. So, whether you're listening in your car, during your workout, or as you wind down for the day, thank you for tuning in. Let's dive into the wonderful world of EduMatch together. Stay tuned and let's get started. What is up, EduMatch fam? So great to see you all. Thank you so much for tuning in today. So while you are here, then please like, subscribe, and join our community. So this is going through our Facebook group, through our X, and through our YouTube page. So we're at edumatch.org. But this is not about me. We have a very, very special guest in the house, a good friend of mine that I have had the pleasure and honor to be connected to for a long time. And we have with us Jornay from Flip. Hey, Jornay, how are you?
Hello, Sarah. I love the introduction, the EduMatch after hours. I love that because, you know, as educators, we continue learning around the clock in any way, shape, or form. And so I just want to personally thank you. For those who don't know, Sarah was actually my Google Innovator mentor. So we do have a really good relationship. I really, you know, respect and just celebrate all the wonderful things that Sarah has done in the path that she has paved for so many of us in the edtech field. And so happy to be joining you today to talk about one of my favorite tools, or actually two of my favorite tools today, Microsoft Flip and Microsoft Copilot.
Oh, nice. Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait. And I have to say, the feeling is absolutely mutual. You are a superstar. Just everybody knows you. Everybody loves you. So we're super excited to have you here. And also wanted to give a huge shout out to Ron Madison for the theme song, as well as Rachel Pearson for the graphic that was used. So see a few comments. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. So excited about the conversation. We're excited to see you. Absolutely. We love Jornay. We love Flip. And yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and pass the mic right on over to you and let you do your thing.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get started because, you know, I always feel like 30 minutes goes by really quickly. So I want to start off by saying what we do today will continue on. So please stay connected with me any way, shape, or form, whether that is on social. My email is jornay@flipgrid.com. I welcome you to connect with me even beyond our time together. Today, we're really going to be talking about how to transform classroom collaboration and communication. So if you have thoughts, questions, ideas in the chat, this is EduMatch, right? So please be active, share your ideas, ask your questions. Even though I have a slide deck, we can totally go a different way because I want to be able to answer any of your questions or think about any of your ideas that you're sharing. All right, so as we continue on, the first thing I want to just say is thank you because, you know, being an educator is incredible. And I know the work that goes on 24/7 to ensure that teaching and learning is happening in the best ways in your classrooms and beyond. So thank you for being here. Those of you who are joining us in the chat, tell me who you are. Tell me your name, your hometown, maybe something that brings joy to your life and a goal for attending this session. As Sarah mentioned, my name is Jornay Armont. My hometown is New Orleans, Louisiana. Something that brings me joy is my two daughters. They're very different. They make me smile each and every day. And a goal for this session for me is just to bring awareness to our community about the beauty of Flip, which is a free tool, and then also Microsoft Copilot. So as we continue on, I like to set the stage with some learning targets. So today we'll get an understanding of the basics of Microsoft Flip and Copilot. We'll explore some of the Microsoft Flip and Copilot use in the classroom. We will develop strategies for using Microsoft Flip and Copilot effectively, and we'll co-create that together. We'll create engaging and interactive learning experiences together through our conversations. And then also, I hope that we will continue our conversations by collaborating and communicating with each other beyond our time together. So to get us started, you know, we have to be grounded in something. And this is our mission at Flip, to make learning fun and empowering for everyone. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be anywhere where I don't feel empowered and I'm not having a good time doing what it is that I'm doing. And we know our students and you are spending the majority of your day in the classroom. And so what our hope is that we build a product where you and your students can see the magic of learning happening each and every day. So why Flip? You know, there's so many ed tech tools out there, right? So why this one platform? Well, it can be accessed from any device to start off with. So whether you're on a laptop, a desktop, a mobile device, a tablet, you can access Flip from any device. If you scan these QR codes, it'll take you to the app downloads, which are 100% free for Android and iOS devices. You can also utilize Flip, whether it is on Edge, on Chrome, or on Safari. So any of your browsers, you can access Flip just by going to info.flip.com. In addition to that, what educators are saying is not just that it's free, that's the reason why they love it, but it's age appropriate for all learners. It has a very simple interface. It makes teaching a whole lot easier. It helps teachers to personalize the learning for their students. It makes, you know, that learning space, I guess, for students, not only fun, but it's also safe, it's also private, and it's also very engaging. Now, as a teacher myself, I remember having conversations about engagement in the classroom and how do we even track engagement or measure engagement? That's something that has been difficult for a very long time. But with Flip, you're able to see the engagement happen, not only within the classroom, but when students go home, guess what? They're still coming on and watching those videos and interacting with each other and continuing their learning process. So Flip is as easy as ABCs and 1, 2, 3. So it is asynchronous, meaning that you can access Flip from any place, anytime, anywhere, which is very beautiful. And we have built-in accessibility options, such as the Microsoft Immersive Reader. It helps to build community with your learners. And that's what we want. We want our students to be able to function as citizens in our world. And that's called a community, right? And so it helps students to really learn and know how to really build community, especially with people that may not be exactly like them or come from the same place. And then finally, the camera creativity makes it all happen. So when we start talking about these skills that our students need to be able to do and know to be future ready and to apply into their future jobs, you know, we call these 21st century skills. You know, there's four: critical thinking, creativity, collaboration, and communication, but I always add in two more. One, curiosity. If our students don't have a reason, a why, an interest to get started, then we've already lost them, right? So how can we spark that engagement with our students? And then finally, that community. That community is going to be not only the foundation for which everything occurs, but it really is what's going to help our students thrive, right? Because they're going to see their peers, you know, cheering them on along the way or giving them critical feedback that they need in order to grow. And the same thing from their teachers. So when we start thinking about, you know, this idea, you know, that collaboration, I know we're talking a lot about collaboration today, is so important, right? And it's not just putting two students side by side with each other, right? It's really allowing our students to construct and validate, you know, their knowledge, finding evidence, sharing that evidence. And oftentimes, especially with our class periods, you might not have time to be able to get all of that in, right? Or maybe students are not even ready at that point of time during your class period, right? So flip being asynchronous allows them to really put all of these pieces in place so that they are utilizing their critical thinking skills and thinking creatively, and also tapping into their emotional intelligence as they're interacting with other peers. So many people ask, like, okay, is flip for like elementary students? Is it something that I should use like for my middle school students? Well, flip is for all. And when I say all, we have from pre-K, PhD, industry, and beyond utilizing flip for its benefit. And so this is one of my favorite slides. It just shows just a snapshot of some of the things. This is not even all of the ways that we've seen flip being utilized, only some. And I always say, if you can think it, you can flip it. So my challenge to all of you right now, I want you to think about something that you are currently working on in your classroom and think, how might I use a video-based asynchronous tool to transform whatever it is that I'm doing right now in my classroom? Pop those ideas in the chat. I would love to see where your thinking is going. But, you know, we've had early educators use flip for their fluency and phonics practice with their students. So that way, students have something where they can see, hear, and then also practice those skills. We've even seen schools transform their school news by utilizing flip and getting various classes involved. And then that way, let's say if I'm not at school that day, I can go onto that flip group where we have our school news, and I can still see the school news even if I miss that school day, right? So once again, we're talking about transformation. I love our Facebook user saying connecting to other classes in other countries and sharing recipes. So we're talking about culture, we're talking about collaboration, and we're also talking about giving our students the best learning experiences. I know when I was a child, I did not have an opportunity to connect with someone on the other side of the world, right? But technology is making that possible. And the technology, especially within flip, being asynchronous, you don't have to be live with that class that's 12 hours ahead of you, right? You can post videos for them. They can watch in their own time, and then they can also respond. So thank you for sharing those ideas. Y'all keep them coming. Here's a video from Alfredo. I'll sum up what Alfredo said. So Alfredo is a high school teacher in California. And in his video, at first he was thinking that high schoolers were probably too beyond, you know, the phase of using flip. But he said, oh my goodness, like, I can't believe what my students are doing on this platform. So, you know, I think that's a misconception, Sarah, that a lot of educators think that flip is just for younger students. Flip is truly for all. And in this example, Melissa Hayes is sharing how she actually uses flip before her students even come to school on the first day by sending a video to their families. So if we think about this as an educator, what does this do for our students? It makes them feel comfortable and confident in coming to school on the first day. And it is also another method of communication. Now, we all know sometimes when we send emails home, they may not get opened at all, right? But seeing an interactive video where, you know, wow, your teacher is sending this message, you know, that's going to bring joy not only to the students' lives, but also to the family. And it becomes a positive method of communication. So as we talk about this word communication, you know, there are so many elements inside of the flip camera that will allow students to communicate in the ways that they want to communicate. So yes, traditionally, we open up that camera and boom, here's a video, right? And we are recording ourselves. But over time, we have added so many other elements for students to be able to share in the ways that they want to. So if they do not want to show their face, they don't have to. They can click on that audio mode and they can record in audio mode, which their face won't be seen, but their voice will be heard. Or if students are more creative by putting in words and pictures and other images and graphics together, they can utilize the create mode, which is almost like building a slide deck, but taking a snapshot of each image of the slide deck so that it creates a video. All right. We've seen lots of cool things happen with this, with stop motion animation. So once again, you know, put it in the hands of teachers and students and the creativity just comes alive. All right. And then here is another video. What you'll see in this video that Andy on our team made is all of the other features available in Flip. So yes, we have music inside of Flip. We have filters and lenses inside of Flip, just like students would be used to using those on TikTok or Snapchat, okay? And these are safe for the classroom. We also have the ability to add in multiple elements all at one time. So you'll see in this video that Jeritza has changed her background, right? She added an image for her background to set the tone and the mood. So as we're talking to students, especially when it comes to presentations or writing, we want to be able to speak or write to a specific audience, right? So what are those elements that our students need to think about that will capture that audience attention? And that could be graphics, it could be words. You'll be able to see on this video, the words come in and out at the most appropriate times so that students can understand what's happening. All right. We just saw the image change in the wording change there. And students can easily do this on Flip. And finally, this last video, this actually was a video with no sound whatsoever, but our teammate Anne used her creative mind to pull in elements from a GIF. So on the right panel of your screen inside of Flip, you'll be able to see all of the creation elements. And one of those options are Giphies. And so she utilized not only Giphies, but found a checklist of a Giphy and then layered it with text. So once again, you know, when I look at each one of these videos, I see a unique person, right? No one student's, you know, responses are going to be the same because they're going to use their own creativity and their own voice to be able to interact with the content in your classroom. All right. And oh, I do have another one. So here's a example of one of the lenses, one of our coffee lenses, and you'll see that it goes back and forth. So Andy's having a conversation technically with himself as a cup of coffee. And what's really nice about this is I don't know any other camera. I wish my native phone camera did this, where you can pause your video in the middle of recording it, right? So this makes it super easy. In addition, we have added in After Effects. So when you go into your review step, you can snip your clips, you can rearrange clips, you can add in more clips. So once again, we try to make the experience for our students one that allows their creativity to be in the forefront. But then also when you have those whoops moments, you don't have to start all over again. Okay. So I absolutely love that. All right. So the Flip features and your student creativity is how this magic is going to happen in your classroom. Now I'm scrolling through the comments. I see just lots of great comments about the tool, about the team. So thank you all for sharing those comments. Andy also mentioned a little earlier about Flip AR. So here are two of our community members showcasing Flip AR. So one, we all know in every school, there's work on display. Why? Because we want to, you know, promote all those positive things that our students are doing. So one easy way to bring voice to life to their artifacts is through a Flip video. Every Flip video that is created, there is a QR code associated with that video. When you download that QR code and pop it on to whatever artifact it is, anyone that scans that QR code with the Flip app, is a scanner right inside of the Flip app, that video will pop out in augmented reality, okay? So we have an example from the classroom, and then I'll try to play this other one again where you see Stevie Frank, she has a little QR code on a message to families going home, introducing herself. And so now here's the teacher popping out of that postcard right there for families. Okay, so wonderful, you know, ideas. And once again, the creativity happens when you put it in the hands of great educators and students. So let's talk a little bit about collaboration. There are a couple different, and I'm going to hop into the platform to show you this right now. So you'll be able to see Flip in just a second. All right. So this is what a Flip group will look like. This is actually one of our insider groups. And you see that there's topics. Okay. Flip is not only free, but you have unlimited opportunities to create groups. You have unlimited opportunities to create topics. Yes, I have over 500 plus topics. I'm waiting to find out, you know, another educator that has more groups and topics than what I do. But when and a student accesses this group, and they access the group with a join code, okay? And every group has a join code, and you can customize these codes. They go to their topic for the experience. And once they are inside of the topic, what you'll be able to see is some engagement data right on the topic, how many videos have been created, how many times it was viewed. So, you know, earlier we were talking about, like, how do you even capture engagement in your classroom? Well, here it is. There's no, you know, denying that this group is engaged, right, by the data that we see here. And so as students come in, they can launch their camera. And you see, here are the modes that we were talking about. Here's our create mode, where they can change the duration of whatever it is that they put on the screen. So I can go over here and I can find an apple, because we're talking EduMatch today. So I'm going to add this little apple to my screen. You know, I can change the size of this if I wanted to. I can rotate it. But when we click the middle, it will snap it for the duration of the seconds on the left-hand side. So it'll snap for 5 seconds. Now, what's cool about that, if you see, the clip is over here. I can still create, right? So this could be like an opening slide to my video. So now, maybe I want to use my video. Okay, I'm going to move my little apple over to the side. Right now, I'm recording. So excited to join EduMatch today. All right, I can pause that video, okay? Once again, if I wanna add in elements, I have a full palette of tools such as text, drawing tools, stickers, GIFs, we have filters, boards, and photos. And then to the right, we have lenses. And so lenses, once again, allows our students to feel super comfortable. So if I don't want my face seen, or maybe I want to be creative, maybe it's kind of like a guess who thing. Maybe I'll turn myself into an animal today and go this route, right? And so as always, you can always, you know, stop that recording, pause that recording. And then when you go to next, you'll be able to edit any of your recordings, add new clips, add in extra elements with After Effects. I kind of like myself as this bear right now. I'm seeing myself as two different people right now, which is kind of cool. But at the top, I want to show some more gems, because most people don't know that we have a built-in teleprompter, okay? So if I wanted to paste in something that I want to say, hello, EduMatch, okay, maybe I have a whole script, right? I know for me, a lot of times, if I want to land specific things that I want to say and I'm just going on my phone, either I need to have something available for me to either read off, or I'm going to be doing a lot of takes, right? And so this is like a confidence booster for a lot of students. If they know what they want to say and they keep messing up because they don't have that security, this teleprompter is going to be helpful for them. As you can see, you can decrease that text size. You can increase the text size. You can make the scrolling slower or faster to meet the needs. So many options there. We're going to go to our next phase. It's going to process all of our effects. So this is where you can now add in music if you want to. So excited. I'm just going to add in something that's here. So excited to join EduMatch today. All right. And as you can see, we also added in After Effects. So if you wanted to add in text to come in at a specific point in your video, you can do so now. Same thing with stickers and photos. And we have some other things that'll be coming to these After Effects very, very soon. So stay tuned with that. After the video is created, you would then post to the topic, all right? I'm not gonna post to this topic right now though. We'll go back to our Flip group. Yes, I want to exit it. All right. And so you'll see, I'm gonna go to Frank's video right here.
Hello, my name is Frank Eager.
Once someone creates a video, now the students can collaborate in a very effective way. They can watch each other's videos, but then they can go in and they can add in text-based comments or video-based comments, okay? And the comments are threaded, right? So if I say something to Frank and then someone else comes back and replies to me, it will all be in a thread, okay? So it is just, once again, a great way to build in collaboration across your classroom. All right, so get you started. Go to info.flip.com. The easy steps are you're gonna create a group. That's your learning community. Then you're going to spark the discussion by adding in topics. Topics could be anything, a question, a prompt, an activity. We have a built-in topic co-pilot that can help you build in those topics, okay? So we can, I can show you that really quickly. Let's say I am adding in a new topic here. Let me go to one of my videos. There we go. All right. So we have a couple topics like already built in here. If we wanted to add in a new topic, we could also utilize our topic co-pilot. I have one video that should be here next to show you what that experience kind of looks like. So anything in Flip you're going to create, you're going to click on the pink plus sign. The pink plus sign is going to allow you to add a group or a topic. When you go to that topic co-pilot, you can put in a theme that you're working on, and it will not only give you a question for your students, but also 3 to 4 thinking prompts for your students to help them answer that question, okay? So this is one of our AI-powered features right inside of Flip. If you want to learn more, I do have a QR code that will take you straight to the Flip Help Center so that you can learn more about this feature. There's also a place called Discovery where you can find topics that educators as well as partners have also shared right there. And the final step is to launch a discussion with student creation and engagement for your students to come in, respond to each other, and let the learning happen. So here's just some thoughts from educators in our community. Zenny is saying the beauty of Microsoft Flip Topic Copilot is how easy and efficiently teachers get AI suggested questions. And raise your hand if you like efficiency. I know I do. And so here's our friend Coach Hicks. And I don't know why the videos aren't playing the sound, but I'll let it play because the captions are there. But Victor is sharing about his excitement about AI in this information age and how AI is truly going to transform learning experiences. I'm already seeing it now with educators having access to AI powered tools. And so I can't wait for the moment where students have these tools in their fingertips as well to be able to transform their learning environments. All right. And so I want to introduce you to Copilot. Copilot is a Microsoft power tool that you can access just by going to copilot.microsoft.com. But what's really nice about Copilot, you will have an option to ask Copilot. It's like a chat, right? Just if you're used to ChatGPT, if you're used to Bard, it's very similar. I absolutely love it. But teachers add in their topic prompt, and then the AI assistant will give an output. Now, the differentiator with this, compared to a lot of other chat features, is that it will give you the sources from where the information is coming from, right? So once again, putting on your educator hat, you can teach students how to not only research, but if they're utilizing a chatbot, also verify that information, right? Because we are talking about AI. Not all of the information is going to be 100% accurate, right? So we need to teach our students how to go back, verify their sources, read up a little bit more. You'll also see that they can also refine their search because it will give them more suggestions for the question that they originally asked. Okay, so once again, you can access this by going to copilot.microsoft.com. And what I love is that educators right now are utilizing this feature to think about new ways to engage their students, or maybe new ways to help their students communicate more effectively or collaborate more effectively. Okay, so my question to you is, how will you make an impact? All right, hop into the platform, learn a little more. We are here to support you. We have a full AI and EDU series. We kicked it off last week talking with amazing person on the Microsoft team, Jethro Seggers. He talked about the new release of this Microsoft Copilot having access for students 18 plus, okay? And so as we're talking about students, we wanna make sure that every age level of students has the right experiences. So you'll see this change over time, but right now it is available and will be available to 18 plus students at the beginning of February. This is an event that I would say everyone should watch so that you can see the power of Microsoft Copilot. You can find all of these upcoming events at aka.ms/flip events, or even watch the on-demand video from the event last week. Our next event will have Ross Smith, and we'll be talking about effective prompting, right? Because that's what's going to be the differentiator when we're talking about utilizing AI, the how you craft a prompt to get the responses that you want. So definitely check these out. They're all free resources. And what I would say is for you as educators, plan for success. Maybe determine some time within your day to play around with some of these tools. I think the difference between an educator who's utilizing AI tools and an educator is not, is the time of just jumping in and doing it, okay? So calendar time block, it could be 5 minutes. Ask it something, you know, within your day. Sometimes I ask the co-pilot, if I'm traveling somewhere, to create an itinerary for me and include maybe restaurants, maybe a cultural, you know, moment or a museum that I can check out, right? So try to use these tools in your personal lives, and then also try to utilize these tools to make teaching and learning even better. We want to be able to answer all your questions. I know our time is already up, but you can visit aka.ms/here to help. And we are here to help you learn along the way. All right. In addition, don't forget, there's a billion ways that you can use Flip. Just hop in, do it. And if you can think it, you can flip it and share your ideas with us on social. If you feel that there is something that we can continuously improve on, we love to hear that feedback. And so that's the reason why Flip has added so many features over the years, is because our community truly, you know, loves to just share back with us what's working well, what's not working so well, what could be even better. So if you have an idea for improving Flip, we would love to hear that from you. And then finally, we have resources readily available to you at our Educator Toolkit. So you can access that at aka.ms/Flip Educator Toolkit. So here you'll be able to get slide decks, or, you know, if you need images for your presentations, or tips and tricks from other educators, this is all listed in this page. And finally, I just want to say thank you to the EduMatch community. Thank you, Sarah, for inviting me here. I knew 30 minutes was going to be a whirlwind and go by so fast, but that maybe says we need like maybe a part two to go a little deeper with some of these things. But really appreciate this entire community. If you have feedback from us, or if you want to request professional development from our team for your school, please go to aka.ms/request-flip-pd. All of the PD that we provide is 100% free, okay? So definitely check that out. We appreciate you. We love you. And, you know, we can't wait to see what you do with both Microsoft Flip and Copilot.
Oh, that was awesome, Janae. Thank you so much for taking your time and sharing this awesomeness with our community. Thanks to everybody for chiming in as well in the chat. You know, we really loved getting your thoughts and your comments as well. I can say that I, for one, have learned so much. I thought I knew a bunch, but now I know like even more, and I'm about to be dangerous. So everybody watch out.
That's it, Sarah. If you blink, there'll be a new feature in Flip, because every week we are either adding something or improving an experience. So if you have not used Flip in a while, I highly recommend and suggest that you just take a moment, hop in there, see what's new. You will be pleasantly surprised. And we're here to help along the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I am so here for that teleprompter, because I always forget what I'm going to say. Like, I cannot remember anything to save my life. But yes, indeed. That's about to be my new favorite. But really want to thank you, Janae. That was amazing. And yes, we definitely have to have you back for part two. You know, you are always welcome here. You know, we are huge fans of you and the entire Flip team at EduMatch. So thank you so much for everything you do. And wanted to also thank our folks who are watching right now, whether it's live or you watch the recording later. This is available in our Facebook group. If you want to join, it's right there. Facebook.com/groups/EduMatchFam is also available on one of our EduMatch channels. We're trying to consolidate. So, you know, and in addition, it's available on X. So you can always go back and catch that replay. And it's also going to come out as a podcast episode in case that's your preferred modality to learn. So we definitely would love for y'all to like, subscribe, join our community, check us out at edumatch.org. And in addition, as you might see if you're watching this, the video version, at the bottom of the screen, today is our COO, Mandy Freilich's birthday. So happy birthday to Mandy. You know, we're definitely sending you all the big hugs. And in addition, you know, as we said on the last stream, our goal for 2024 is to get you more quality content. So this was an example of one. You know, Janae came and dropped that knowledge for us, those gold nuggets. And we are going to do our next live stream, which will be the EduBeat podcast, the live version. It's going to be our very first episode. So be here or be square, January 30th, 6 p.m. Eastern time. So we definitely wanted to thank you again, Janae, for just everything you do and being part of our family and just being so awesome. So thank you, Janae.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. And to the whole EduMatch PLF, that's where I learned that phrase from, EduMatch Professional Learning Family. Thank you on behalf of Team Flip for just always just being there for our students and making learning fun and empowering. So I hope to see you on social, at conferences, or anywhere. Yeah, let's do this together.
Yay, let's do it, y'all. All right, thanks so much. And everyone, enjoy the rest of your evening or day, depending on whenever you're checking this out. So we'll see y'all next time.
Everyone. EduMatch. It's EduMatch.